afternoon is taken from Luke chapter 24.
今天我们的信息的经文是取自马太福音，对不起，是马路加福音第二十四章。
And let us read together verse 5 and verse 6.
让我们一同念第五和第六节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 5 and verse 6.
路加福音第二十四章第五和第六节。
And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee.
路加福音第二十四章第五节，妇女们惊怕，将脸伏地。那两个人就对他，他们说：“为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说人子？”对不起，就读到这里。
The topic for my message this afternoon is not here, but risen.
今天下午呢，我们的讲题是不在这里，但复活了。The
famous Greek philosopher Socrates, before he died, he was asked this question.
一个很有名的希腊的哲学家苏格拉底，当他死之前说了这句话。His
friends asked him, "When we die, shall we live again?"
他的朋友问他，人死了还会再复活吗？
And Socrates can only answer in this way.
他只能这么的回复,
I hope so.
我希望,
but I do not know.
但是我并不知道,
I cannot be sure.
我不肯定,
well, that is a very sad answer.
这是一个很可悲的一个答案。
And even we who are Chinese,
我们身为华人,
we have a saying.
我们有一个说法,
人死不能复生。 Man, when he dies, he cannot rise up.
对吗?
对。
Well, that is how they think.
这就是, 华人的想法。
And recently, we have Qingming.
最近呢, 我们庆祝这个清明节。
And I saw my neighbors downstairs burning paper money. And a paper car.
我看到我的邻居呢，在焚烧这个冥纸和这个车纸的车。
And the paper money is from which bank?
那这些冥纸呢，是从什么银行的呢？
Have you seen paper money before?
你看过吗？
There's what is called the bank of hell.
这是地狱的银行。
I don't think it's found in Singapore.
新加坡应该是没有这个银行。
Bank of hell, there's in hell there's a bank.
就是在地狱有这个银行。
For the people down there.
为了那边的人而设立的。
And they burn all this paper money to be used by the dead or the departed in hell.
那他们就焚烧这些冥纸呢，这些地狱的银票呢，给在地狱的人使用。
That's why man without Jesus Christ, man in his sin, has no hope at all.
因此呢，若是没有了基督，人是没有盼望的。
Although they wish to go to heaven,
虽然他们很想到天堂去,
they know in their heart they are not good enough.
可是他在他们心底的深处，他们知道他们并不能够。
And so they say, if you ask them, where will you be when you die?
若是你问他们，你死了到哪里去？
They will say, I will probably be in hell.
他们会说我可能会在地狱里面。
Because I'm not good enough.
因为我不够好。
Yes, our minds and our hearts tell us we have sinned against God.
是的，我们的心里告诉我们我们已经得罪了神。
But for us who are Christians,
可是身为基督徒,
we know for sure, we are very certain that when we die, we will be in heaven.
我们很肯定的，当我们离开这个世界，我们能够到天堂去。
Our two sisters just now, Charmaine and Caris.
刚才我们的两位姐妹，受洗的姐妹。
I should ask you one more question.
我应该多问你一道问题。 你在哪里？
You still have to answer this question.
还有一道问题要回答。
When you die, where will you be?
你死了会到哪里去？
Where's Charmaine? Where will you be? Are you sure?
Yes.
How sure?
Very sure.
100% sure. And where's Caris? Are you sure? We are all very sure.
那牧师问他们两个的问题就是你死了会到哪里去他们很肯定的回答他们会到天堂去
We are sure not because we are good
而且我们也自己很确定我们这么确定呢并不是我们认为自己很好
We are sure because God is good
我们很确定是因为我们知道上帝的美好
We are sure not because we have done anything good or worthy
我们知道我们的确定呢不是因为我们做了什么好事
We are sure becauseGod has done everything for us.
我们这么肯定呢，是因为上帝已经为我们预备了这个道路。
God became man.
神成为人。
The Lord Jesus Christ, who was God, became man.
耶稣呢，他是神，成为人。
Lived for us.
为我们而活。
And then finally died for us on the cross.
并且为我们死在十字架上。
Shedding his precious blood.
流出他的宝血。
And by the power of God, he was raised from the dead.
通过上帝的大能，使他从死里复活。
So that because he lives, we also can live and live forever.
所以因他活着，我们也能够活着，并且永远活着。
That's why we are sure.
因此呢，我们心里有这个确定。
We are sure because God has promised in his word, this will be the case.
我们有这样的把握呢，是因为这是上帝在圣经里面所应许的。
So we are not like Socrates.
所以我们不像苏格拉底一样。
He may be a philosopher, a great thinker.
他可能是一个大思想家、大哲学家。
But the most important question in life, he cannot answer.
但是呢，人生最重要的问题，他却不能够回答。
Will he be raised from the dead? He can only say, "I hope so."
他能否从死里复活？他给的答案就是我希望。
But ultimately, I also do not know.
那最终呢他其实是不知道的。
But we don't have a hope so faith.
可是呢身为基督徒我们的信心呢不是希望而已。
We have a not so faith.
我们是很确定的知道。
I know whom I have believed.
因为我们知道我们所信靠的是谁。
And we know because we have God's word in our hands today.
我们了解这个真理是因为我们手里握着上帝的话语。
We know that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
我们知道耶稣为着我们的罪死在十字架上。
And he was buried.
他被埋葬。
And on the third day rose from the dead according to the scriptures.
并且照圣经所预言第三日复活。
And that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 to 23,
因此呢，在哥林多前书第十五章第二十到二十三节，
we read this.
我们读到。
But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming.
哥林多前书第十五章第二十到二十三节告诉我们，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人都要复活。但个人是按着自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督。以后在他来的时候，是那些属基督的。
That Jesus died and rose from the dead is a historical fact.
耶稣从死里复活是一个历史的事实。
It happened 2,000 years ago.
在两千年前发生。
And the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 24, verse 5 and 6, which we have just read, when the angels told the disciples.Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen.
这记载在路加福音第二十四章第五到第六节。那么呢？因为这些门徒就问这些妇女，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。
That is why each one of us as believers, as Christians, can say this, I know whom I have believed.
因此呢, 我们信徒能够说我相信的是谁。
And am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
并且呢, 他能够保守我们所交付他的直到那一天。
And Jesus also promised.
并且耶稣也应许。
In John 11, 25 and 26,
在约翰福音第十一章,
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never, never die. Believest thou this?
约翰福音第十一章第二十五和十六节说，耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？”
Do you believe this?
你信这话吗?
If you believe what Jesus said here, that he is the resurrection and the life, and you believe on him, you will never die.
你若是信耶稣所说的复活在我，生命也在我，你就必定不死。
Is it so hard to believe this?
是要相信这个真理有这么困难吗？
It's really not hard at all.
其实是一点都不难。
It's very simple.
是很简单的。
If only you will humble yourself.
你只需要谦卑自己。
And say, I am nothing.
承认了自己是微不足道的一个人。
I'm no good.
我不好。
I've sinned against God.
得罪了神。
And then you bow your knee and then you cry out to heaven.
然后,
God have mercy on me, a sinner.
然后屈膝呢, 求神怜悯你这个罪人。
Please save me from my sins.
求他拯救你, 脱离你的罪。
God will save you.
主必定会拯救你。
And when you say and you pray just a simple prayer, yes, I believe Jesus died for my sins on the cross. And on the third day he rose from the dead. You will be saved.
若是你祷告呢, 你相信主为你而死, 第三天复活, 你必定得救。
Have you experienced this miracle in your life?
你在你生命中有没有经历过这样的一个奇迹呢?
I pray everyone here is born again.
我祷告祈求呢, 我们这里在座的每一个人都已经得救。
And if you're not born again, I pray you may be born again today.
若是你还未重生得救, 我祷告你今日就会得救。
And be spiritually born, to be alive in Christ.
在属灵上得到重生。
To know the meaning of life.
并且了解生命的意义。
Where did we come from?
我们从何而来?
Why we are here?
为什么在这里?
Where will we be?
之后往哪里去?
All these important answers of life, God has revealed to us in His Word.
这些生命重要的问题呢, 的答案, 圣经已经告诉我们了。
If you believe what Jesus said, then you begin to see.
若是你相信耶稣所说的, 你就能够开始看得见。
Your spiritual eyes will be open.
你的属灵的眼睛就能够开启。
And you will understand many, many things that even philosophers don't understand.
你就会了解 那些就算是哲学家也想不通的事情。
And you will have answers to the deep questions of life.
你并且能够解开生命的许多的谜。
And once you know and you are sure, you will be very happy indeed.
那若是你了解之后呢, 你必定会非常的高兴。
Many people today are very sad.
今天有很多人觉得很困惑。
They are very miserable.
觉得心里很忧伤。
And one of the reasons is because they don't know the future.
其中一个原因是他们 看不透未来,
they don't know what is ahead in their life.
他们不知道他们的面前的道路。
So if you are not sure and certain, you become very worried.
那若是你觉得前途茫茫呢, 你心里就非常的忧虑。
What will happen tomorrow?
明天会发生什么事情?
What will happen when I die?
我死后会发生什么事情?
And you are not sure, you will be very afraid.
所以你不确定的时候呢, 你就会非常的害怕。
But if you have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life,
但是若是你心里有主耶稣,
and you believe in His Word, the Holy Scriptures,
你相信圣经的话,
you will have great confidence.
你必定有很大的把握。
You have the power of God.
并且有上帝的能力。
You will be sure who God is.
你会确定神是谁。
The living and true God.
他是那又真又活的神。
Who created you and me.
他是创造你我的神。
And how does God love us so much?
他非常的爱我们。
That he gave his life for us.
甚至把他的生命赐给我们。
How Jesus suffered and died for our sins.
耶稣怎么样的为我们而受苦而死。
And rose from the dead for your sins and my sins.
并且为你的罪和我的罪从死里复活。
So that we can have eternal life.
使到我们能够有永远的生命。
God wants us to live forever with him in heaven.
因为上帝要我们永远的在天堂与他同在。
Hell and the lake of fire is for the devil and his demons.
因为地狱和火湖呢是为魔鬼和他的魔鬼他们所设定的。
When we are born into this world, we are born as children of the devil.
当我们来到这个世界上的时候，其实我们是属于魔鬼的。
Because the devil is the god of this world.
因为他是这世界的王。
You don't want to be citizens of the kingdom of the devil.
你不要成为他的国度的子民。
You want to be citizens of the kingdom of God.
你却要成为上帝国度的子民。
And if you want to be a citizen of the kingdom of God, you must be born again.
那是若是你愿意要成为上帝天国的一份子，你必须重生。
Born into God's kingdom.
重生进入神的天国。
And how to be born again?
怎么样得到重生呢？
Doesn't mean you go back to your mother's womb and come out again.
是不是重新进母腹再出来呢？
不是， not go into your mother's womb and come out again.
不是的。
It is a spiritual birth.
这是一个属灵的一个重生。
Born of the Spirit.
从圣灵而生。
And this happens when you repent of your sins and confess Jesus.As your Lord and Savior.
当你悔改认罪的时候，你这件事情就发生了。
Just like what Charmaine and Caris did just now.
就好像Charmaine和 Caris 姐妹刚才所做的。
And please know that the resurrection of Jesus Christ did not happen by accident.
那耶稣的复活也不是偶然发生的。
It was something planned by God way ahead of time.
这是上帝所计划的。
You know, in the Old Testament of the Bible, there are at least 300 prophecies foretelling what Jesus would do when he first came.
那在圣经里面，旧约圣经里面有大概有300个预言，预言耶稣的降生。
And every one of them fulfilled to the jot and tittle.
每一个预言都精确的应验了。
Of course, one of the prophecies would be his resurrection.
其中一个预言是关于他，其中一种预言就是关于他的复活。
And when Jesus was here on earth, he also predicted that he would die on the cross and on the third day rise from the dead.
当耶稣还在世的时候，他也预言自己会被钉死，并且从死里复活。
And he said this 4 times.
他说了四次，这么多。
And he predicted and all came to pass.
他四次的预言，并且都成就了。
Let's look at.All the four occasions.
让我们来看这些预言。
The first is in Matthew 16, verse 21.
第一个就是记载在马太福音第16章第21节。
Please read together with me.
请大家一起念。
Matthew 16, verse 21.
马太福音第16章第21节。
Let us read. Have you got the verse? Matthew 16, verse 21. Let us read.From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day.
马太福音第十六章二十一节，让我们一同来念。从此，耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Second time in Mark chapter 9, verse 31.
第二次是记载在马可福音第九章第二十一节。
Mark chapter 9, verse
31. 马可福音第九章第三十一节，对不起。
Let us read together. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered unto the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day.
马可福音第九章第三十一节，让我们一同来念。于是教训门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后过三天他要复活。
The third time in Luke chapter 13.
第三次是记载在路加福音第十三章。
Luke 13 verse 32.
路加福音第十三章第三十二节。
Luke 13 verse 32. Let us read in unison. And he said unto them, Go ye and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected.
路加福音第十三章第三十二节，一起。耶稣说：“你们去告诉那个狐狸说，今天、明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就成全了。”
And then the fourth time in Mark chapter 10.Mark chapter 10 verse 33 and 34.
第四处呢是在马可福音第十章
33 and 34.
三十三和三十四节。
Mark 10, 33 and 34. Let us read. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death.And shall deliver him to the Gentiles, and they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again.
马可福音第十章第三十三、三十四节，看啊，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们便他的治罪交给外邦人。他们要戏弄他，吐垂沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
Please note that on all these four occasions, when Jesus predicted his death and resurrection, he didn't say, you know, I will die, and then one day or someday I will rise again.
请大家注意，在这 四处经文，当耶稣预言他要从死里复活，他并没有说他死了，某一天要复活。
He said very precisely, on the third day, I will be raised from the dead.
他很清楚地说，过了三天，他要复活。
And Jesus is the truth.
耶稣就是真理。
He is God himself.
他就是神。
He knows the future.
他掌握未来。
He has the power over death. He has the power over life.
他掌握了生命的 生和死。
So he died for our sins. And precisely on the third day, he rose from the dead.
他死了之后，在三天之后就复活了。
So it's not by chance. It's no accident.
这不是偶然的，也不是一个意外。
It has all been planned and executed by God himself.
这是上帝所预定的。
And what Jesus said truly happened.
耶稣所说的并已经应验了。
And that's why when the disciples went to the tomb, they could not find the body of Jesus.
所以当门徒到坟墓去的时候，他们找不到耶稣的身体。
And the angels were there at the empty tomb.
那天使就在这个空的坟墓里面。
To make this wonderful announcement.
给他们这个大喜的信息。
He is not here, but is risen.
他不在这里，已经复活了。
Now, please know that when the angel said he is not here, but is risen, they are speaking the truth. Jesus is already risen from the dead.
当天使说他不在这里，已经复活了，他们说的是真理。
But the enemies of Jesus tried to spread a lie.
但是耶稣的敌人却伪造了许多的谎言。
That the disciples of Jesus came and stole the body away and hid his body.
说呢，耶稣的门徒来把他的身体偷去，并且藏了起来。
And then said that he rose from the dead.
而且说呢，他从死里复活。
And this rumor has been circulating.
这个谣言呢就散播开来。
But we know that this is something impossible.
我们知道这是不可能的。
It was impossible for the disciples to go and steal the body of Jesus to hide the body of Jesus.
因为门徒不可能去偷这个耶稣的身体，并且把它藏起来。
We know that Jesus truly rose from the dead.
因为我们知道耶稣的确从死里复活。
Now, how do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢？
Now, it's very interesting that in Matthew chapter 27,
很有趣的是记载在马太福音第二十七章。
In Matthew chapter 27, verse 62 to 66.
马太福音第二十七章六十二。
六十二到六十六节。We find the chief priests and the Pharisees telling Pilate to send a Roman guard unit to secure the tomb.
我们发现到了他们派遣了这个罗马的兵丁去守这个坟墓。
Let me read for you this passage. Now the next day, that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch. Go your way. Make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch.
马太福音第二十七章六十二到六十六节说，次日就是预备日的第二日，第二天，祭司长和法利赛人聚集来见比拉多，说：“大人，我们记得那诱惑人的还活着的时候，曾说三日后我要复活。因此，请吩咐人将坟墓把守妥当，直到第三日。恐怕他的门徒来把他偷了去。”就告诉百姓说他从死里复活了，这样那后来的迷惑比先前的更厉害了。比拉多说，你们有看守的兵去吧，尽你们所能的把守妥当。他们就带着看守的兵同去，封了石头，将坟墓把守妥当。
Now, a watch here, now please take note, the word watch here doesn't mean watch, all right, a wristwatch.
这里说他们去把这个坟墓把守妥当。
The watch here refers to a Roman security guard unit.
这是一对兵丁来把守这个坟墓。
And a watch, a Roman guard unit consists of 4 to 16 soldiers.
是由四到十六个人组成的。
So we find here Pilate sending this Roman guard unit of about 16 soldiers to guard the tomb from Friday night, then the whole day of Saturday, until Sunday early morning.
所以呢，比拉多就差遣这十六个兵丁去把守坟墓，从星期五的傍晚到星期六一整天，还有到星期日。
And that is to prevent the disciples of Jesus from stealing the body of Jesus.
这是要避免呢耶稣的门徒来偷他的身体。
And then claim that he rose from the dead.
并且就说他从死里复活。
Now, is it possible?
这是可能的吗？
For the disciples to steal the body of Jesus?
那门徒可能偷耶稣的尸体吗？
When you have all these Roman soldiers guarding the tomb?
有这些罗马的兵丁在那里把守住。
Even if the disciples went to steal the body of Jesus,
就算他们去偷耶稣的身体，
Do you think they would be able to defeat the Roman soldiers?
他们可能会打败这个罗马的兵丁吗？
We know that these disciples, and there were 11 of them, because Judas Iscariot had already betrayed the Lord.
我们知道耶稣有12个门徒。
And then the Judas Iscariot already went and committed suicide.
那加略人犹大已经去吊死了。
So there are 11 of them. The 11 of them, were they very brave people?
剩下11个，他们是否是很有胆量的呢？
All the 11 of them actually were very cowardly.
其实他们每一个都已经是很胆怯的。
When the mob came to arrest Jesus, to take him away by force, they all fled, they all ran away.
当众人来逮捕耶稣的时候，他们都散去了。
They were all chickens.
他们很害怕。
They were chicken-hearted.
他们非常的害怕。
And even Peter at the trial denied the Lord Jesus 3 times.
就算彼得呢，也3次不认主。
So was it possible for the disciples, these cowardly and chicken-hearted disciples, to suddenly pick up courage and then go and fight the Roman soldiers?
所以呢，这些胆怯的门徒能够忽然间找到这个胆量来偷耶稣的身体吗？
Not possible.
不可能。
And even if they did pick up courage to go and steal the body of Jesus,
就算他们这么做,
when do you think they would be able to defeat the Roman soldiers?
能够打败罗马的兵丁吗?
Now these 11 disciples, most of them were fishermen.
这11个门徒呢，大多数都是渔夫。
They were experts in using the fishing rod.
他们很会钓鱼。
Not experts in wielding the sword.
不是 不会 刀剑的事情。
Fishing rod versus sword, who will win?
拿这个钓鱼竿和拿刀剑呢，谁会赢呢？
And there were only 11 of them.
他们只有11个人。
But the Roman watched 16 soldiers.
那这个罗马兵丁有16个人，这么多。
All battle hardened, experts in war.
都是很会打仗的。
With all their swords and their spears and all their armory and their weapons.
带着他们所有的兵器。
So if you were to place your bets, disciples of Jesus Christ, fishermen, Roman soldiers, 11 versus 16, who do you think will win?
那若是你要猜呢，你会猜是哪一方会胜出呢？
I think the answer is very clear.
答案应该是很清楚的。
It is absolutely impossible for the disciples to have overcome the Roman soldiers, and then to steal the body of Jesus away.
耶稣的门徒绝对不可能胜过这个罗马的兵丁，并且把耶稣的身体带走。
And we have to thank, you know, the chief priests and the scribes, enemies of Jesus Christ, to make sure that the tomb is secured and Jesus will be inside.
并且我们要感谢这个耶稣的敌人呢，使到这个坟墓呢被已经被锁起来。
So this tells us that Jesus was in the tomb, buried there Friday evening, and then the whole day of Saturday, and Jesus was there in the tomb also on Sunday.
所以我们知道耶稣呢，他被钉死之后，星期五、星期六，还有星期日早晨都在这个坟墓里。
And on the third day, Sunday morning itself.
在第三日，就是在星期日的早晨，
Jesus was raised from the dead.
他从死里复活了。
So this is a historical fact.
这是历史的事实。
It truly happened as Jesus said.
这是的确应验了耶稣的话。
And we also know that Jesus rose from the dead because after he was raised from the dead, he appeared to his disciples a total of 11 times.
我们也知道耶稣从死里复活，因为他复活以后呢，向他的门徒显现大概有11次那么多。
So dear friends, who is the living and true God? Who is the only one who can save you and me from our sins?
所以亲爱的朋友们，谁是又真又活的神，能够拯救我们脱离罪恶？
Surely it must be the Lord Jesus Christ.
应该肯定的是耶稣基督。
Who is the only Savior of the world.
是世界唯一的救主。
All the religions in the world say we must do a lot of good to enter into heaven.
这世界上的宗教都教导我们要有许多的善行才能够进到天堂。
But Christianity is very different.
可是呢，基督教的教义是非常不同的。
Because God tells us the truth.
因为上帝告诉我们真理。
No matter how much good you do, you are not good enough for me.
无论你有多少的善行，你都不能够到天堂。
Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
God is so holy, 100% holy.
上帝是全然圣洁的。
Can we as sinful human beings ever become 100% holy?
我们身为罪人，能够100%的这个有圣洁吗？
How we know that every day of our lives we are plagued with evil thoughts and unholy, ungodly deeds.
我们每一天呢都有不圣洁的这个思想和行为。
Every day we fail.
我们每一天都失败。
So how to be in heaven?
所以怎么到天堂去呢?
How to be holy as God is holy?
怎么样像神一样的圣洁?
The only way is to trust this Savior that God has given to us.
唯一的道路就是要信靠耶稣基督。
So that when you believe on Jesus,
所以你一旦相信耶稣,
God will declare you righteous.
你就上帝就使你称义。
Because Jesus had already paid the price, the penalty of your sins.
因为耶稣已经替我们偿还了罪债, 罪债。
And then also obeyed the commandments of God perfectly for you, for me.
并且为我们遵守了上帝的律法。
And the free gift of eternal life he has also obtained for us by his resurrection from the dead.
他从死里复活, 使得我们白白地得到救恩。
And that's why Jesus said in John chapter 11,
因此耶稣在约翰福音第十一章说
Verse 25 and 26 we read this John 11 verse 25 and 26
约翰福音第十一章二十五和二十六节
Jesus said I am the resurrection and the life He that believeth in me though he were dead yet shall he live And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die
约翰福音第十一章第二十五和二十六节说耶稣对他说复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？
And then Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10 says, Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and verse 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead,Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
罗马书第十章第九到第十节说，你若口里承认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义。口里承认就可以得救。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today.
所以要今天就来相信耶稣。
And once you have believed,
你一旦相信,
you will have this free gift of eternal life.
你就能够白白地得到这个永生。
And if you were to die today,
若是你今天死了,
or if the world ends today,
若是今天世界结束了,
or if Jesus comes back today,
若是耶稣今天回来了,
You will be with him in paradise.
你就能够与他一同在乐园里。
Don't you think this is good news?
你不认为这是很好的消息吗?
I pray you believe on Jesus today.
我祷告，希望你今天就来相信耶稣。
Don't delay.
不要再拖延。
Time is not on our side.
时间不多了。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today.
今天就来相信耶稣。
Let us pray.
让我们同祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
we thank thee for thy great love for us.
我们为着你的大爱而感谢你。
How you sent thine only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, to save us from our sins.
你差遣你的独生儿子耶稣基督来到这个世间为我们的罪而死。
How we thank thee we have a living and a risen Savior.
我们感谢你我们有一个复活并且今天依然活着的主。
And because he was raised from the dead, we know one day,We will also be raised from the dead.
因为他从死里复活，我们因此知道有一天我们也会从死里复活。
Death has lost its sting.
因为死的毒钩已经丧失了。
There is no victory in the grave.
因为死亡的这个权势已经消失了。
We have now victory in the Lord Jesus Christ.
通过主耶稣基督，我们已经得胜。
We bless His name.
我们赞美他的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.